Getting shots like that, I mean, just left and right, 13 three-pointers in the game. It just makes things so much easier on offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I heard, I think I heard Coach Dinkins say the same thing last night. When shots go in, you really look good. You don't notice some of the things maybe you could do better. But overall, though, what I really like about this team is their intensity. And as long as we have that intensity, I feel like we're in every game, and we're not going to give anything away. And that's really important. You know, that doesn't mean the shots are going to go in every night, but we're going to try to make the other team earn theirs. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, I think that intensity probably comes from a lot of the soccer players on the team because they have that conditioning and they go through and they're able to up their intensity a little bit further, I guess. Do you see that from some of the guys that, you know, that came from playing soccer earlier this fall? Does that maybe permeate into some of the other guys on the team as well?
Well, it's soccer and football too, maybe. I don't know, because we got some football players too, and, and they're very intense. But no, I think it's just the personality of this group. They are just very intense players. They're determined, and they're intrinsically motivated to really do their best and be the best. They want to be the best team around here. And of course, they last year I think they had a great season. It didn't end the way they wanted it to end. So from the very beginning, actually going all the way back to last spring, I can go back to May when I first joined them. They had their mindset that they were going to try to make up for maybe what wasn't the greatest ending to what was really a tremendous season for them. And they had every right to be proud that season last year. They were one shot away from winning the district. And so I think they're going to they're just determined to to take advantage of every opportunity now. And they see how precious every opportunity is, and they don't want to let one go by.
Let's talk about Brendan Hardy, because he saw a big progression in this game. I'm sure you see him a lot more than most of us do. But how has he improved his game from night in and night out, both in practice and also in gameplay?
Well, the biggest probably improvement in Brendan is just that he has a variety of shots. You know, he's not just a three-point shooter. Some people think that he's out there on a three-point line, and we got to guard the three-point line. But he can get the basket with the ball. He's a good rebounder. And he plays good defense too. Brendan he's a leader out there on defense, and he talks to people, we can put him on another team's really good player and know that he's going to take care of business. So, but Brendan is just an all-around player, and all the credit goes to him. You know, he puts in hours and hours and hours on his own as a basketball player, and he's just a tremendous young man too.
The way that he was hitting threes, he was kind of looking like a guy that we saw earlier tonight, Hayden Sprinkle, who you'll be facing in the semifinals tomorrow. And obviously a lot of great players on that North County team that you'll have to account for. But what do you see as far as how you match up with them that you think is a strength that you can try and use to make it to the championship game?
Well, I think they have size advantage on us. I'm hoping we're a little bit quicker. You don't know till you get on the floor with them. You really don't know. So, we lost the size advantage. Actually, would not have been there had we had Cole Lawrence, but we lost Cole. You know, you don't lose a 6'7" guy and just instantly make up for him. So we have to make up with it with our intensity and be intelligent in our play, and try to stay out of foul trouble, but contest shots and things like that. So the matchup for us is going to be their size, I think, a little bit on the boards. We have to make sure that we can hold our own there on the boards and then just take care of the ball and limit the turnovers.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win tonight, and thanks for taking the time. We'll see you tomorrow.
I appreciate it very much.
All right, that is Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights. Again, they win 82-42 tonight over the South Iron Panthers. They move on to the semifinals against North County tomorrow night. That